Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show. This is certainly a beautiful day here in the bright city of Atlanta, Georgia, on this November 8th. We are glad that you have joined us, and we have an excellent topic for discussion today. Of course, all this month is our theme, Business Women Making It Happen, and we last week met two wonderful ladies who are both out there paving the way, Pam Perry, who is a PR and marketing specialist, and of course, we also met Amy, who was really all about helping business women and has the Christian Women United Network, and so we're very, very excited about that. And you will be able to listen to a rebroadcast of those shows either by visiting blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio, or you can go to the womenaboutbiz.com website, click on Successful Woman Radio in the top red menu bar, and there you'll be able to listen to last week's show. It was very, very good. Again, we want to thank all of those people who are now dialing in via telephone to listen to the show. For those of you who are actually on Blog Talk Radio, listening in on your computer, thank you so much for being a part of Successful Woman Radio. And again, I'm Trina Newby. I'm your host and success coach. We've got a lot going on this holiday season. I thought at Women About Biz we would be able to gear down a little bit and I might be able to sneak in somewhat longer holiday vacation, but we're actually going to be working quite a lot during the holiday season. And, of course, I think a lot of it has to do with women are starting businesses at a rapid pace. They're needing services. They're needing support more than ever. And the holiday season definitely is not stopping them. Every day I'm getting information requests from women who are wanting to start their businesses, and I'm getting a lot of information from women who are interested in learning ways they can grow their business during the holidays. So we definitely are going to make sure that we continue to provide support to individuals throughout the holiday season. So, you know, make sure that you share with women all across your social network and those who you talk to at networking events on a daily basis. Let them know about the Successful Woman Radio Show that is on the air, non-fail, every Monday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. And as always, we ask that you flash over, or if you're online, go ahead and go to your social network and email others quickly and bless the lives of one other person and let them know that they can gain motivation and inspiration today simply by dialing in or logging on to Successful Woman Radio. If they're going to call in with their phone, you can simply call in to 347-637-2589. Again, the phone number to dial into the show is 347-637-2589. And, of course, you know, we need to understand the importance of sharing with other people. A lot of people tell me that they really depend on Successful Woman Radio to give them the boost that they need, the shot of inspiration that they need to really kickstart their week, and that's exactly what we do. We don't want to have a lot of negative talk on Successful Woman Radio, but we want to be positive. And if we do have to mention things that are of a negative nature, we're always going to follow up with a positive solution. So you need to know that. Well, today's show is all about discussion. And, of course, we've talked about this before, and that is the subject of business networking. But we're going to delve into it a little bit more. Also, I want to let you know about some things getting ready to happen with Women About Biz, as well as our featured book for the month of November and December, which is The Power of Focus for Women. We've already had women calling and saying that they are purchasing the book and they are already reading it and finding it to be extremely helpful and useful. So, again, we'll go over that and we'll be reading a short excerpt from the book as we share with you information that we know can change your life overnight. Again, The Power of Focus for Women. At this time, I want to make sure that everybody knows to get a pen and a notepad out because we are definitely going to give you some great tips on networking. We're going to open up for a discussion today on business networking. And, you know, this is a topic where I feel as businesswomen, we really need to pay attention to it more. Because I don't think that as businesswomen, and when I say we, I mean we as a collective group of women worldwide, I don't think that we are actually networking in a way that is as productive as it could be. And I don't think that we're networking in a way that can create win-win situations for everybody involved. And I want to talk about that today. I want to be honest. I want to be open out there and just share with you some things that I think that we're doing as businesswomen that we need to improve on where networking is concerned. That's very, very important. I want to go ahead right now and just tell you about some awesome stuff going on over at Women About Biz. For those of you who are not even our silver member, which is our basic free membership, what are you waiting on? Make sure you visit womenaboutbiz.com and at the very least, sign up for our silver membership until you make a decision to go ahead and upgrade to a full gold membership with Women About Biz. We've got some awesome things going on. First of all, I want to let you know that we have a brand new channel that is on Women About Biz now, and I need for those of you who are Christian and who are looking for spiritual motivation, encouragement, and prayers and devotionals as it pertains to business women, I want you to make sure you visit Women About Biz and review the Spirit Channel, our newest channel and our newest addition to the family of channels at Women About Biz. We're so excited about this. This is wonderful. We've been having people ask, hey, you know, would you happen to have devotionals on your website? Or, you know, do you have a place where Christian women can go? And, of course, as you know, I am Christian. I make no secret about that. And I'm always mentioning that without God, of course, I don't believe we can do anything. And so, therefore, it's just one step further to glorifying not only his name, but also receiving blessings through encouraging one another. So we have the Spirit Channel, and that is for those of you who are Christian. You can go to womenaboutbiz.com, and the announcement is right there on the front page for you to see. And we've got some excellent articles on the Spirit Channel already. God cares about your business. And also putting God first, and we've got some great music and videos for you to take a look at. And, again, it is the Spirit Channel. So we've got an all-call out to our listening audience. If you enjoy writing spiritual information, if you enjoy writing devotionals or would like to share things of spiritual nature, then please let us know at Women About Biz because we want you to participate in the Spirit Channel. And again, just simply go to womenaboutbiz.com and you'll be able to see it right there on the front page. Another thing that we've got going on at Women About Biz, of course, is the holiday season, and we're getting in that mode now. And many of you may have already noticed that the stores are already putting everything out. And I've been having a lot of business women saying, I'm not in the holiday mode. And some women, it's because, you know, they're not doing as well financially in their business as they would like to. And then for some women, it's too early to them because they aren't ready for the year to go by so quickly and move into the new year because they're still preparing for their business strategy for the new year. They're still preparing and trying to get things ready. But as we all know, time waits for no one, and it is moving right along. And, of course, we're all blessed to be here. And I think it's important for us as the holiday season approaches, and this is very important for us as women and as businesswomen, for us to keep in mind that we should not allow the lack of money or even the subject of money to be the ruler of why we celebrate Thanksgiving or Christmas or any other holiday season. We have to remember that the holiday season, especially during this time of year, truly is a time where most people have a tendency to want to open up and they want to socialize more. They want to represent love more. And it's nothing wrong with that, although it should be done during the whole year. It's important, very, very important for us all to celebrate the season just because, and not allow money to get in the way of the season. So we really do need to be careful about that, and we definitely don't want to spoil our spirits simply because we can't buy enough gifts, okay? Let's have a holiday season that really is about sharing, caring, and even if we could do nothing but a simple phone call, to call someone and wish them a happy holiday, then that's all we need to be doing and not stress ourselves out. I was talking to someone just last week, and she was sharing with me that she was a little bit stressed out because she was not going to be able to purchase her teenagers the expensive gifts that they wanted. You know, they wanted the Game Boy, and one teenager wanted a flat-screen TV, and she said last year she didn't purchase that much for her teens, and she really was hoping that she would be able to make enough money in her business this year to get some of those extravagant gifts. And, you know, one of the things that we have to remember is that we don't have to, during the holiday season, just wait during the holiday season to buy gifts for our kids or for our loved ones. Those things can be bought all year long. And, you know, one of the things I shared with her is that this is the time, this is a great learning time for your teenagers to sit them down and to talk to them about the true meaning of family gatherings and the holiday season. And, you know, she was able to see that, yes, you're right, I do need to sit down and I do need to talk to them, no matter how upset or what their expectations are. It's always important to be upfront with our kids and let them know what we can and cannot do. And, of course, the holiday season does add additional pressures for us as women because we have a tendency to get caught up in the frenzy of the holiday season. And, you know, let's face it, sometimes we do feel like if we had more money, we could enjoy things more. But listen, we have to really settle down. We have to put ourselves on the street of reality and know that that is not always possible. So I want to encourage you to get excited about the holiday season. Allow yourself to get excited simply because it's here, simply because you have been blessed to live this far throughout the year and to witness another holiday season coming up. And so that is what you need to be embracing, which is so very, very important. Me, myself, and I'm just looking forward to having some great food, playing some games with my family, just sitting around and blessed to see my parents still alive and living. I am just happy for that, and that is what I am going to embrace. I am going to embrace that. It is 12:12 after the hour, and, of course, we are on Successful Woman Radio. For those of you who have just tuned in, I want to thank you for tuning in, and I want to also let you know about some events that are going on at Women About Biz. For those of you who are interested in being a member of Women About Biz, we do have our member orientation that is coming up on the 18th of November. Again, the 18th of November, which is a Thursday. It is at 12 noon to 12:45. And, of course, this is going to give you a great overview with Women About Biz and what we do. So I encourage you that if you're interested in upgrading either from the free membership to the Empowered Gold membership, I want to encourage you to definitely take advantage of that and to go ahead and register for our Women About Biz member orientation, which is coming up on the 18th of November. Well, our last book club of the month is here, and boy, do we have a book for you to read. It is The Power of Focus for Women by Les and Fran Hewitt. It is an excellent book, and we are very, very excited about it because it is going to, I believe, help prepare our minds for the new year. All of us as businesswomen need focus. We all want to have better clarity, and we all want to learn, and this is important, we want to learn how to say no more. We want to learn how to prioritize things more. And I really think that the book, The Power of Focus for Women, What Successful Women Know About the Secret to Conquering Challenges and Creating Change, I really think that this book can give us some great insights on what we need to do to gain better clarity, to gain better focus for ourselves, personally, as wives, moms, women in general, and then as business women. So I am asking those of you who are listening to the show today to please consider joining us for book club discussions, which, by the way, does begin on Thursday, November 18th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you have not gone and visited Women About Biz and looked at the book club book of the month, it is The Power of Focus for Women. All you need to do is click the Read More from the front page and join the book club, and you can do that also from the events calendar on Women About Biz as well. And the book itself can be easily purchased from our bookstore at Women About Biz. You simply click on Bookstore from the top red menu bar, and at this time, the book is actually on sale. So do not go to the regular bookstore and get the book. The book is on sale for $10.17, and normally you would be paying a lot more. So I want to encourage you to go to the Women About Biz website, click on Bookstore, and we have the book featured right there in our bookstore. It is 12:16 in the hour, and you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show with your host and success coach, Trina Newby. Well, this month our theme is Business Women Making It Happen, and today what we're going to be talking about is business networking, creating win-win situations. And for those of you who are savvy networkers or who are out there networking, I definitely want you to listen in to the show, and I definitely want you to give some of your feedback and your comments as far as networking is concerned. Now, I want to make this statement, and I want you guys to not take the statement that I make lightly. I want you to know that I believe that networking, word-of-mouth marketing, I believe that it can truly help you to create the six-figure income. As a matter of fact, I know that it can. I'm a witness to that. I know that it can. However, it is a certain type of networking that you must be doing. And one of the things that disappoint me, I would have to say, about us as businesswomen, but you know, we're human, so we're all going to make mistakes. But that is the fact that we are still not networking at an optimal level, at a level that is going to yield results, but not only that, at a level that's going to help us to network in a win-win fashion with other people. What normally happens at a networking event, and what I see going on, I go to a lot of networking events, I have in the past, I've been doing this for 25 plus years, and this is still what I see going on. You have someone who attends a networking event for the first time. And here's the first thing they want to know. They want to know how many people are going to be at this networking event. And the reason most of the time they want to know this is because they are judging their success on the number of people that are going to be at the event. The second thing they do when they go to the event, should they go, they have a tendency to judge the event by whether or not somebody is going to purchase their product or retain their service right away. And if that is you, I want to be able to provide you with some correct information on the main thought path you should have about business networking, because that's just not the way it is. I think I have given this definition before, but business networking in and of itself is your ability to go to a meeting or an event and exchange information with one or more person in an even fashion. It is a win-win situation where both of you get to provide information about yourselves, about your businesses, but better, you both get to learn how you can help one another. Business networking is not always just about you walking away with business. As a matter of fact, that's going to happen far and few between, because your responsibility in business networking is to learn how to establish long-term relationships for long-term results. And that's very, very important for you to understand that. Your purpose for going to a networking event is so that you can learn to establish a long-term relationship for long-term results. And if you aren't going to a networking event for that reason, guess what? You've already decreased your chances of being successful in word-of-mouth marketing by 50 to 60%. That means that you are not going to see the results that are going to yield in sales because you are not practicing the type of networking that is going to help yield you a six-figure income, okay? And so it's very, very important. So what I would like to do is I would like to give you some information, as a matter of fact, from a blog post that I did a while back. I'd like to give you some information on ways to actually grow your network. I want to give you information on how to properly establish a network because when you don't establish your network properly, what happens is that you begin to not have any success with talking with people. You don't know how to present yourself in a quick way in 30 seconds or less, and you have a tendency, okay, most people do, will have a tendency to give up on networking altogether and literally not participate. And so that is not going to help at all. And so I want to just give you some tips on that. I also want to recommend a book that I really, really like. And the book is Smart Networking. Smart Networking by Liz, L-I-Z, Lynch, L-Y-N-C-H. Again, Smart Networking by Liz Lynch. It's an excellent book, and I want to recommend this book to you. You can go to the Women About Biz bookstore, and you can order the book. I do believe at a discounted price. The book is very excellent, and I want to just say I've read it front cover to back cover and really believe that she knows what she is talking about when she talks about business networking. In addition to that particular book, I want to recommend to you that as you hear this information, that you consider creating a networking plan for yourself, which is very, very important, that you consider creating a networking plan for yourself. Here's why, okay? It takes more than just going to a networking event and hearing about the event and then not preparing for the event. And that's what catches most business women. We don't have our tools. We haven't given a great deal of thought to business networking and what we should be doing for our networking system. Instead, we just kind of throw caution to the wind and we go to the networking event and we have our what we think our marketing materials to give without really knowing how we're going to position ourselves. So that's the first thing I want to do. Before we actually get started with some of the tips on business networking for women, we've got quite a few callers on the line, and I want to give you the opportunity to share with the listening audience today, have you had a good experience networking so far with your business, or have you had a networking experience that kind of left you puzzled and wondering if you really want to go to networking events again? All you need to do is press star 1 on your phone keypad today. That's star 1 on your phone keypad today. And, of course, the first five listeners that press star 1 on their phone keypad are going to get a Power Talk coaching session with me specifically on creating their networking system, okay? You're going to get a Power Talk coaching session with me on creating your networking system specifically. So don't miss out. Go ahead and press star 1 on the phone keypad right now and share with us your experience in going to networking events. Just press star 1 on your phone keypad, and we're going to take a few callers, and hopefully our producers are listening and are going to be able to entertain our callers. And in the meantime, again, for those of you who have tuned in, you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show, and I'm your success coach and host, Trina Newby. I do believe we have indeed our first caller who's online Line 5262. Caller, are you there?
Trina, how are you today?
I am doing just fine. Your name and city you're calling from?
My name is Ruth, and I'm calling from Dallas, Texas.
Wonderful. Ruth, thank you for being on the show today.
You're welcome.
And what has been your experience with business networking?
This is a very timely topic. Thank you so much for everything you shared this morning. I've learned already. My experience is that the last week of October, my husband and I attended a network marketing mastermind event in Houston, Texas.
Mm-hmm,
and there
mm-hmm.
were trainers from all over the world and network marketers from all over the world. And this was a generic
mm-hmm.
event. Went there specifically with the intent of not trying to push our business on people, but
mm-hmm,
just
mm-hmm.
get to know the different leaders in this in our industry. And gonna have to say I didn't go there with as a overall plan, but my plan was to go there and get educated. And I didn't take the right type of business card with me because
okay.
I had my card about my business. And I didn't want to promote my business. So when people asked me for my business card, I was hesitant to share it, but I did. So that was my experience of not being prepared beforehand. So could you speak to that?
Okay, I surely will. And thank you again, Ruth, and you have just won a Power Talk session to have me to help you create your networking system, okay? And
thank
I have your phone number, and we'll be calling you to schedule that Power Talk session with you. Thank you so much for tuning in.
I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that was Ruth from Texas. And again, if you have an experience that you'd like to share or simply a question about business networking altogether, please just go ahead and raise your hand and we will see your number. I see that we have another caller. Caller, line 3387. Caller calling from line 3387. Caller, are you there?
I am here, Trina. Can you hear
Wonderful.
Me?
Okay, it's a little bit difficult hearing you, but what is your name?
Oh, I'm about to get off so you can hear better, but I'm Karen Kimbrough from Marietta, Georgia.
Okay, hi, Karen. Thank you for tuning in to Successful Woman Radio. Karen,
Thanks.
What has been your experience with networking?
I love networking. I have a blast doing it, but like you were saying, a lot of people just give cards or take a bunch of cards and then all of a sudden put you on a mailing list. So I'm working on not necessarily giving out my cards unless I have a conversation with the person to get to know a little bit more about them and their business and what they can offer me, what I can offer them, so I can create a better win-win situation with the networking system.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, wonderful. Okay, thank you. Yes, I heard you. I'm going to repeat a little bit what you said, but thank you so much. And, of course, you have won a 30-minute power talk so that we can go over your networking system, and there might be a couple of new things for you to implement, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Wonderful. And, of course, that was Karen from Marietta, Georgia, that just shared with us that a lot of the time she does experience a lot of people going to networking events, and they're just handing out those business cards, but they really aren't networking. And so she's kind of made it a goal in her mind to, before giving out business cards, to really try to get to know that person, really try to understand who they are. Bravo for you, because that's very, very important, okay? And, again, we have a caller. Caller line 0887. Caller line 0887. Caller, are you there? Please give your name and the city you're calling from.
Hi, Katrina. This is LaVeda Thompson. I'm in Dallas, Georgia.
Hi, LaVeda. How are you?
I'm great, and you?
I'm doing just fine, and I want to say welcome. I see that you are a new Empower Gold member at Women About Biz, so we welcome you as a member.
Thank you. I'm excited to be a part, so, and I'm looking forward to getting some great information.
Wonderful. Now, LaVeda, what has been your experience with business networking?
Well, that's just it, Katrina. I really haven't done a lot of offline networking. I am a social networking, you know, that's been one of my strategies that I've chosen to use in my business. So I don't go to a lot of networking events. And in fact, I was at your Empower Circle, what I guess about 2 weeks ago now, and that was one of the first networking events that I had been to in years. So I'm trying to, you know, figure out, well, what are the advantages of going to an offline networking event as opposed to staying online and doing more of the social networking activities that I've always done.
Okay. And are you having success with your social networking activities?
I am, absolutely. And I was trying to think, okay, well, you know, what is the equivalent? I know people talk a lot about passing out business cards. Well, of course, you don't pass out business cards online. So what I have found great success with in my online social networking is basically, you know, being known as an expert, you know, giving a lot of good information, participating in the forums and the discussions. And that draws people, to my profile and then ultimately to my website. You know, there's no exchange of business cards, but there is a lot of exchange of information and being able to stand out and be known as a resource, and then people reach out to you that way.
Exactly. And, of course, one of the reasons why you do have to network offline is that you never put all of your eggs in one basket. And that is the general marketing rule, period, if you're in business. You never just market one way because you never know, especially in social networking, when someone's network may get cut off of the Internet, when they may change the rule of thumb, when Facebook may totally change everything and leave us with our mouths open. So we have to be very, very careful about that. Offline networking is important because you still need face-to-face interaction. There's still probably a lot of people in your corner market within your community that don't know who you are and what you do, but they're looking for your type of service or product. So it's important to diversify yourself and to definitely make sure when you are practicing word-of-mouth marketing, that you are marketing online and offline, and that's very, very important. In addition to that, while social networking does help you to establish familiar trust, meaning people are getting used to seeing your information and then they want to know more about you, offline helps you to establish even more of a one-on-one relationship. One person who establishes a relationship with you over the period of the year can literally refer more than 100 people. One person, okay? On average, they refer between 25 and 40 people. So I think that networking offline is just as important, if not even more, than networking online. Does that help out a little bit?
Yes, absolutely. Thanks a lot.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much. And again, welcome to the Empower Gold membership of Ada.
Thanks.
Okay, it is about 12:33, and we're going to go ahead and get into the meat of business networking and just talking about some things that you guys need to be prepared for. The first tip I want to give you is that, number one, you definitely need a networking plan. And here's where the foundation of business, period, has to be practiced. You have to know your target market, okay? You have to know who your target audience is because even when you go to networking events, you still have to sift out and know whether or not someone meets your target profile. If you have not properly done your business plan or at least written a marketing plan to actually know whether or not someone fits your target profile, then you're doing yourself a disservice, okay, because you're not able to properly separate and segment whether or not somebody is the right fit for you, okay? So that's the first thing that you need to understand. The second thing you need to understand is you need to have an understanding of why you should be going to a networking meeting. Now, if you say, well, I'm going to a networking meeting to make some money, to sell a service or to sell a product, well, guess what? It's nothing necessarily wrong with you feeling that way, but it is something wrong with you expecting that to happen each and every time at a networking event. Even the most expert of networkers will tell you that is just not the way it works. First of all, and marketing alone. Marketing is a true psychological technique. It really is. And what that means is that we all as human beings have to be approached in a certain way in order for us to respond. And if we don't get responded to in that way, we have a tendency to turn off and not even hear or listen to anything else, okay? So this is why it's so important. So I want to let you know that your mindset should be to go to a networking event and create a win-win situation where you have to be just as concerned to helping other people as you are concerned with someone giving out something to you, okay? And if you feel that you can't get that mindset, then that's something that you are really going to have to evaluate, okay? Because somebody either taught you wrong about networking or you had the wrong thought path about networking. Networking is all about creating a win-win situation. That means that you can't go to networking meetings and think that everybody is supposed to purchase and buy your service and give you attention and answer your phone calls and meet with you just to talk about your business, your service, your products, without you reaching out to other people and being able to do the same. It just isn't going to happen. And I am running into more and more businesswomen who have this mindset or who feel that they really don't want to talk to you, especially individuals in the direct sales industry. They really don't want to talk to you if you're not ready to buy, if you're not ready to partake in their opportunity, if you're not ready to partake in their service, and that is just the wrong way. It's wrong. And I want to just let all of you on the call to know that as businesswomen, if we're preparing ourselves to be savvy businesswomen, savvy networkers, we're trying to reach the mid to high six-figure income level, then we need to throw that stinking thinking out of the door, okay? We need to become networkers who are all about helping one another, who are all about creating win-win situations. Sometimes when I go to a networking event, I literally verbally say out loud, "Lord, let me find someone today that I can help. Let me find someone today that I have a resource to give that they have been looking for that resource for a long time. Let me be a solution to somebody today." And what I have learned is that in having that attitude, I have truly been blessed to have so many word-of-mouth referrals that I have never really had to market or advertise on a commercial level. So I want to encourage you to develop a spirit of gratitude, to develop a whole new attitude in networking, to create a win-win situation, okay? The next thing that I think is going to be very, very important is that when we step up into a networking event, we really, and this is true, we really need to be prepared to give a 30-second soundbite, okay? We need to be prepared to give a 30-second soundbite. And what that means is that when someone says, "Hello, my name is Sharon, and this is what I do. What about you? What do you do?" You need to be prepared within 30 seconds or less to tell a person what you do from a beneficial perspective without actually overwhelming them, okay? Because if someone says, "You know, what do you do?" And I said, "Hi, my name is Trina, and I'm from Women About Biz, and Women About Biz has been around for 11 years, and let me tell you about all of our members." That would actually overwhelm somebody. But if I said, "Hello, my name is Trina Newby, and I want to help you connect with other businesswomen and help you to promote your business. That is what I do. I run womenaboutbiz.com, and I'd love to talk with you about this over coffee, tea, or a phone conference." That's quick, it's precise, and it's telling them exactly who I am and how I can benefit them, okay? Notice I did not say, "I want you to become a member right away before I'm actually able to help you to promote yourself," because that's not true. That's not what I'm looking to do. I'm looking to create a win-win situation, okay? And so everybody should have a 30-second soundbite prepared, and always try to, one of the things that I recommend is that you actually create your soundbite by writing it out, writing out a short paragraph. That could represent 50 to 75 words, okay, 50 to 75 words for a 30-second soundbite. And I always say add an interesting twist by giving some statistic or by actually giving some fact that is going to grab everybody's attention and then call out benefits behind that, okay? For example, if you were at a networking meeting and someone had a chance to introduce themselves and they said, I help people create six-figure incomes by doing one thing that everybody does not give the proper attention to. I help you to create a beautiful voicemail message that is going to have people leaving messages for you. That is going to be something that you are interested in, okay? That is going to be something that you're interested in. And so you definitely want to give a 30-second soundbite that's all about benefits. You don't want to give your company history. They're not asking you to tell them about you and who you are. They don't care about you, okay? And I'm saying that in a way for you to receive it. You know, get over it. We need to get over ourselves and realize that we need to bless other people. We need to be grateful for being in the presence of others. We need to have a whole new attitude about business networking. Okay, and after we've created our 30-second soundbite, we don't need to overwhelm people with marketing material, a business card, a brochure, or a flyer. Whichever one presents and promotes your business the best based on your business industry, okay? I'm going to quickly take a call. Caller, line 1299. Caller, line 1299. Caller, are you there?
Yes, Trina, I am. How are you today?
I am fine. And who's calling?
This is Sherelle from Salisbury, North Carolina.
Hey, Miss Sherelle. It's good to hear your voice.
Same here.
And Sherelle, what is your experience on networking?
My experience is something that you had mentioned a few minutes ago, which was very, very so vital in reference to that when we go out to different business marketing, network marketing events or support group events, whatever it is, that we really let them know that we are there to help them. I had a great experience last week. I went to a breast cancer support group. And I went there just to learn more about breast cancer because I have a strong history of it in my family, and I know that in my business we can offer some solutions for that. But when I went in with the mindset that I was just going to learn and that I was just going to support these women, you know, in any way that I could. And I'm telling you, I came out of there with a wonderful experience. When they realized that I was really there to support them in any way that I could, now I have a meeting set up on Friday with the lady that runs the group, and she wants me to go with her to the CEO of our hospital here in our town and talk to them in reference to some resources that I have for them.
Wonderful, wonderful. See, that's what networking is about. So you went in with gratitude, grateful to be there. You went in with the right mindset. How can I help somebody else? And normally that is what happens. Well, Sherelle, you have definitely won your Power Talk today, and you get a 30-minute Power Talk on specifically helping you to fine-tune your networking system, okay?
Thank you.
You are welcome. Take care. Okay, it is 12:43. We are the show is a short show today, and we are ending the show a little bit early today. But boy, is that some great information that she just told us on Business Network for Women. I definitely want you guys to start thinking about how you can create your network system better. I want you to understand that one simple thing has to be done when you are networking, and that is you have to have a mindset of gratitude. You have to have the right attitude. You have to make sure that you create a your networking plan, that you just don't jump in there, okay, which is very, very important. And you have to make sure that you've created a 30-second soundbite that is going to show or tell someone how you can benefit them and not the other way around, okay? And then, of course, the thing that's important at networking events is that you should always be willing to let someone share with you what they are doing and repeat things back to them that they have said to let them know that you are a interested listener, okay? Never, ever try to do everything that night or that day during the networking event, but always have time to call someone 24 to 48 hours after to share with them and to talk with them and get to know them better. Now, those are just some tips on networking, and we're going to continue this talk next week on Successful Woman Radio. The show is getting ready to end, and I hope that you guys have enjoyed it today, and I want to encourage you to become a win-win networker. Have a beautiful and a blessed and a prosperous week. Take care, everybody. I'm pulling up for you now.
if I do.
You know what? Being that the margins are different, being that the margins are different on my computer from yours, that's probably where we got those extra pages from. Shit. Well, I'll just go back through anyway to make sure it still matches.
Okay. So I'm just going to, before I do, I'm going to save it in the new section on this hard drive.
Yeah, on this or on that?
On this.
Okay.
Power Circle Leaders, and I have the Leader Guide and the table of contents right here. And then I need to just put the this one right here, just space in that same section. Okay, that way you're working out of the same folder, okay? So, so we can start printing this now? Okay, because all of that is ready. Okay, so you can start printing that. There's the paper if you need more paper. Just put it in here. And three copies, and if you have time, print a fourth copy. Three copies. It's pretty fast. The notebooks are in there.
Oh,
the cover. Not the cover. Hold on. I think I saved cover already, though. I did. I have the cover in that folder as well, the guide cover.
Mm-hmm.
I can print that now. We can just print that now.
That's not good. I don't like that. I don't really like that.
is here. Thank you.
calling the Office of Ministry and Newbie. This is Carmen. How may I help you? Hi, Miss Lady. How are you doing? Yes, ma'am. All right. All right, see you then. Jeez Louise. Ay, ay, ay. Alrighty. And they may flame. Shock. Hurry up. Betty was just confirming. She said she'll be here on time. Ashley called for you. And Robert Jackson called for you. Officially done now, right? Are y'all going to eat first? You said you don't know yet? Okay. Do you have any more folders? This thing just, when I opened it, it was loose.
There's a bigger white one over there. You see it? You see a bigger white one up under there, up under the fax? No? Okay. I had a white notebook. It looks bigger though.
On the desk, gotta be on the desk. Here. What's that? Okay.
I don't know. I'll just, I don't know what you want me to do with that. You want to just put it back in the bag? Okay, so I just put the receipt in that bag, too. I put that receipt in the bag as well.
It don't have to be hole punch right now. Except my copy does so.
Yes.
Okay. So is it pay that barcode off the back there? Sorry. Anything else.
What page number is that?
It's just a table of contents.
Uh-oh. Okay, license hires itself.
LICENIC, is that it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Huh?
LICENIC.
It's not two N's in license.
I didn't say that.
What'd you say?
LICENSE.
LICENSE.
Yeah.
What'd I say?
You're saying it's spelled wrong.
No, I'm not. I didn't say that at all. Misunderstood me. No. No. It's instead of chapter, the new term is network. So I have got to go back in here and.
But it does say 1246102226. You're right.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. except that Dawn's just having a sitting with him. I'll look at it. My door. And just have it sitting with him. Business started. Everybody here?
I said that was Donna and
Betty. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, got it. You read Tracy. Okay, so is there anything in particular you want for me? Do you need me all the way till 5?
No, you don't have to stay all the way till 5. But I do need to get that announcement set properly. Table. I'm sitting at the head, but some place gonna be on my left and just gonna be on my side. You can ask them if they want to do hot tea.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They said no.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, great. Okay, so we'll just save those and I'll file them tomorrow.
Now, for the networking event information, it's just the date and stuff. Should we, figure out if it would let me copy it,
Okay, well, you know, the PayPal is TVB at Women About Biz, and then set up, just look at the old ones. See if it'll work this time by copying the campaign and see if it'll work. If not, I know you have to be actually in the event section in order to copy. Tell them I'll be right with them. Just finishing up. Yeah, we're just going to have to start from scratch with it. That's what I'm telling them. Yeah, and then send it back to me. And then I'll make sure that it gets out. I just need to just send it out. Well, you need to really proof it. So you're starting.
What are you talking about?
Okay, so what are you talking about? Oh, you're talking about the. Okay, you just say invitation. I know we're working on invitation for. Okay.
Well, I guess tomorrow we're worried about that more so. So they want to get the announcement out.
Yeah,
because
that's a good thing.
The thing they
Well, did
told
you get
me,
the letters done already?
Yes, but, you know, I didn't get her yet.
Okay, so do try
back.
Her again.
Yeah. She says this is the email.
Okay, the other lady said it's fine.
Yeah, and she already gave me hers, and I already put it in.
Okay, great. Okay, so then we can get that her in the morning, because
yeah.
She's already said yes, she could do
yeah.
it. Okay, very good. Okay.
Andrew Hall is the only one
okay.
that we have to try to get in touch with.
Gotcha.